So Bobby, for those of you who don't know, Bobby's a truck driver. Do you ever have a kid do that? Where
no.
Hey.
I don't pay attention. I just usually flip them off and keep going. Yeah.
So Bobby was driving his truck.
If it's
this
a hot
week.
Chick, I'll do it. I mean, I can do that.
Yeah. Hope your wife's not listening.
I don't care.
Anyway, so you were driving the truck and then you found something in the road.
Yeah, I was pulling into work in my truck. And it's right next to a Home Depot, so it's about a quarter mile long road for me to get in where I need to be. I look down the street.
Excuse
and
me.
About maybe 100 yards, there's this big brown dildo in the middle of the road.
I couldn't see that. I don't know how you saw that.
Assume it's like a dead squirrel, but he knew immediately.
Yeah, he's
dildo.
Like, that's exactly what
no,
it is.
I'm thinking, okay, you'll
he understand. Did a brand?
You'll understand whenever I tell you this.
Okay.
Okay.
There was, well, it was something.
That's the ass number 4,000. I didn't get anywhere.
So I'm like, what the hell? Is Eric around here somewhere? Or something? You know?
Right.
And I get closer.
And
I'm sitting there. And it's standing straight up. I was like, what the hell? Is this somebody just lost something out of their car?
I thought of like a banana or something. That's what I was thinking.
It was brown.
Right.
A brown banana.
Yeah.
Okay. But and I, as I got closer, it, all of a sudden it took off. I'm like, what the hell? No. It was a squirrel.
Oh, of course.
It was a freaking squirrel.
Of course. Why would your brain go automatically to that?
Think about it for a minute. His tail is on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. He's standing straight up on his back legs sideways.
I would think it's a squirrel.
No, you wouldn't. From that distance, you would not.
Maybe a brown paper bag.
A thin, small paper bag standing straight up. No, there's no way. A little round head on top? No.
With a dildo inside of it.
Right.
That's
of course. A recently purchased toy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That's Bobby's life on the road.
That's it for trucker stories
that's
for the week.
Right.
Oh, God.
All right, so Dell was telling me about this new app. I just downloaded it.
It's
called Marco Polo.
Yeah, a couple of my friends, Matt Pisana turned me on to this. Our friend Audrey turned us on.
Was it like a search app to tell where each other are?
No, it just identifies whether things are dildos or squirrels. So you put it in the picture.
This would be great for you, Bobby.
This is awesome.
Yeah. If only you'd known about it.
They come in plastic bags. Yeah.
You point at any brown vertical thing and it tells you what it is.
You scan it.
Chris Rock. Okay. Let's see.
Dildo.
Chris Rock's penis. All right. So, Michael, I'm going to pull you up in this. It tells you people that already have the app.
Okay.
But think of it as like video text. So it's not like Skype, which is like a phone call.
Right.
This is like video text. So I click on your name.
Okay.
Click record. Hey, Michael, what's going on? I'm just doing this idiotic podcast.
Right.
As soon as I'm done, I will get...
Language!
Bobby. I'll hit you up a little later as soon as I get out of here, and maybe we can go do something. Then I click
to
stop.
Each other with a brown squirrel. Right.
So I hit stop.
Okay.
Now, if you'll notice, if you had it pulled up, it should have said I was recording a message right
then.
So you can watch it live if you happen to catch it while the person's recording. But it should show up on your timeline under me now as having left you a message.
So Michael is in his studio. He's looking down at one phone, has his other phone in.
No, I'm looking down at this iPad here. And then, okay, so it says new.
Right.
So did you send it to me, or is it going to like a story?
It does. It actually keeps a record just like text does. So every time you record it, at the bottom, it'll start creating a timeline.
Okay. But this goes, can anybody see this or
no,
just me?
No, it's just to you. Now,
okay.
You can create a group so you can all, like, you can leave a message for everybody. But this is great because, like, you know, the person doesn't have to be available at the moment, but also you're getting some FaceTime with them.
Right.
You're able to show them visually, like, hey, I'm here at the store right now. You don't have to record a message or record something, then attach it to a message.
So, like, right now, I'm recording you a message, and I'm zooming in on the sweat on my forehead.
Yeah, there you
because
go.
It's incredibly hot in the studio.
And actually, since you were pulled up, you can see you're live on my screen.
That's incredible. Look, I have little filters and stuff. Look at that.
Yeah.
I look like a Barack Obama hope poster. Hope and change.
I like the black and white movie store when I tend to stay with them, or the black and
you
white.
You like to be
stack.
Noir? Yeah. Oh, look at that. It looks like I'm black and white.
That's my one of my favorites.
That's really cool. It's like when you had those
night vision one too.
Sony cameras, those little handheld cameras
exactly,
back in the day,
yeah.
The little effects that were terrible.
Jeez, you'd
so
think
it doesn't allow
two way
communication because it assumes you would use
change.
Like Skype for stuff like that, right?
Well, it's I mean, you could use Snapchat.
But those disappear. And this also keeps the recording timeline. If you look down at the bottom of your screen,
yeah,
you can go back and rewatch any message, and it keeps them in order, our conversation back and forth.
That's
you
pretty cool.
You can also download any conversation if that's information you need.
Yes.
And, like, let's say you're a store. Okay, here, I'm doing this. Hey, dude, language. I'm here at the sex shop. There is a selection of brown dildos. I don't know which one you want, so I'm going to turn the camera around and show it to you.
This one's a squirrel.
This one
damn it. That was a bunny.
Okay. And then this is the Michael Zavala blow-up doll.
Yeah.
So
highly popular.
Send me back quickly which one you want, and I'll pick it up for you for Bobby's birthday.
Yeah. Why? That is cool.
Question. Language. Why wouldn't we just do that? I mean, why not just text?
Because sometimes it needs...
Like if you're at the store and your wife wants you to pick up something, you're like, I don't know which one you want. Let me take a picture. Yeah. You just...
Yeah,
film it to her. And I don't use it for
it's like a video call.
I use it when normally, like, you want FaceTime. Like, I use it to talk to my mom because my mom's like, you never call, I never get to see you, and you never come and visit me. Well, this is great. Now we can. We don't have to be available at the same time. But
and
we
don't have to visit her.
And I don't have to visit
this
her.
Is great.
Can I ask what type of phone do you have?
Note 5.
Okay, so whenever I need to talk to my wife or we need to actually see each other, my phone already has a video chat.
Right, but this
is
right. That's video chat. Yeah. What if she's not available at the time to chat?
No.
That's records. True. Yeah, that's the difference. Is it's just like text as it is to calling.
Okay, do you have stock in this app?
No, I don't. I've just been using it crazy. Well, see, here's the thing. I can talk to my nieces now and leave them a message while I'm busy at work or something.
Yeah,
they can record something at night, and then when I get to work, I can see it, watch your cute little message, record back, and they get to see my face. I get to see them.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it feels like we're having a conversation if we both can't be available
Michael,
at the same time.
Michael, when we post the show, can we edit this part out? Because I really don't want my wife to know that this app exists, because then I'll be getting, could you do this for me?
Right.
You know, or get little messages.
I saw where you were at. You weren't really at work.
Yeah,
but
always make sure to keep it up on your face.
What brown dildo are you talking about?
Yeah,
just like with the video camera, you can flip it around so you can shoot video. Like the other night, I was at my niece's recital, and my friend Catherine wanted to see it, so I just she couldn't watch it right then; she was at work. So I just hit record and shot out of the rear-facing camera, recorded like one of my niece's performances, and then like when she went on her lunch break, she's able to pull it up and watch it. But you don't have to sit there and send like record it, take the file, compress it, put it in
right. It does make that a lot easier. Yeah. As far as like if you're at an event and you wanted to film it for whoever, a graduation or whatever.
Yeah, perfect. There you go.
Yeah, when Bobby's got the air horn, you could film it. And then, and instead of like compressing, like you said, it just automatically sends and it's done.
Yeah. And if you want to download it, you can download it at the other end. Or, you know, if it's something you recorded.
All right, okay. So
we got to go.
Next week, we will not be here. It's Father's Day.
Yeah. Guess who will be here?
Only
all
father.
Of our fathers.
The only father on this show, yes. Bobby, will be here doing an MZ Now rewind. Okay. And then the week after that, we don't know what we're going to do yet. So it can either be, we may be here.
Tune in.
We may not be here. We may have a replay show, or it might just be Bobby and Eric hosting a show by themselves. I may be in Chicago and may not make it back in time for the show.
I would like to see a full hour discussion of the Seinfeld Kesha thing.
Yes. And Kathy Griffin.
And Kathy Griffin.
And the kissing bug.
And the brown dildo.
Which honestly I thought was Kathy Griffin.
Actually, you know what would be a great show? If I'm not here, Dell, you can host the show.
Okay, fine.
So I'm not here. Dell brings in a variety of brown items. And Bobby and Eric have to guess what these things are. That's a whole show.
And it's called The Brown Hole, but it's WHOLE.
Right. Yes.
So yeah.
That'll be great.